This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western nations of double standards for speaking out against Iran over its weekend attacks on Israel, but not condemning Israel for targeting the Iranian consulate in the Syrian capital earlier. In a televised speech on Tuesday, Erdogan also said his government would continue with diplomatic efforts that he says are aimed at de-escalating tensions in the Middle East. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday called on Israel to stop settler attacks on Palestinians in Israel's West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Human Rights Office has called on Israeli security forces to immediately end their active participation in and support for attacks by Jewish settlers on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. The statement follows a wave of settler attacks on Palestinian towns and villages there, triggered by the killing of a 14-year-old Israeli boy in what authorities say was a militant attack, the Palestinian Health Ministry says. 7 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or settlers since the attacks began on Friday, and another 75 have been wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States has seen steady progress in the amount of aid that goes into Gaza, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday, but it's still not at the desired level, and Washington is working to improve that.
Late last week, there were a few days during Eid when it was hard to find truck drivers, so the level of deliveries dipped. We have seen, however, a steady increase in the number of trucks that are going into Gaza.
Miller also said Washington was yet to be briefed on details for the evacuation of civilians from Rafah in southern Gaza. This is VOA News. More potential jurors have been dismissed from Donald Trump's hush money case. Lawyers worked for a second day on Tuesday to find a panel of New Yorkers to decide whether the Republican will become the first former U.S. president convicted of a crime. The first day of the historic trial ended Monday, with no one yet chosen to be on the panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Nigeria's President Bolo Tinubu says the country will no longer pay ransom to armed gangs for kidnapping and extortion, as activists commemorated the 10th anniversary of the infamous kidnapping of 276 schoolgirls from the town of Chibok. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
President Bola Tinubu's opinion piece for Newsweek magazine titled 10 Years Since Chibok, Nigeria Will No Longer Pay the Price, was published Monday. In it, Tinubu said ransom payments to gangs only encouraged gangs to commit more crime. The president said instead of ransom, perpetrators of the violence will receive the security services' counteractions. He cited the recent rescue of 137 school students kidnapped in Kaduna State. Their abductors had demanded $600,000 in ransom, but the president said no ransom was paid. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Huge stretches of coral reef around the world are turning a ghostly white this year amid record warm ocean temperatures, Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo explains.
Coral reefs around the world are turning a ghostly white amid record warm ocean temperatures. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently announced grim news.
NOAA is declaring that the world is indeed, in fact, experiencing its fourth global coral bleaching event. Significant severe coral bleaching has been reported in at least 54 countries and territories since February 2023.
Mass coral bleaching events have serious consequences for marine life and for the people and economies that rely on reefs.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. A teenager has been accused of wounding a Christian bishop and priest during a church service in a second high-profile knife attack to rock Sydney in recent days, leaving communities on edge, leaders calling for calm and a besieged church urging against retaliation. The 16-year-old was overpowered by the congregation after he allegedly stabbed the two clerics during a service on Monday night that was being streamed online. The church said in a statement on Tuesday it denounced retaliation of any kind. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.